What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. This is episode 65. And before we get into it, happy opening day to everyone that watches baseball, that is a baseball fan, is a Major League Baseball fan. Anyone that watches the sport, like I said, happy opening day. It is currently 4:17 on the East Coast, and I just got done watching my favorite team win, which it was the Yankees. They were playing the San Francisco Giants, hence why this episode, it will be out later than expected because I was watching the Yankees. And also at the time of this recording, I'm also watching some, I'm also currently watching some of the other games. I'm flipping back and forth on, you know, to see, you know, who's playing, see what's happening across Major League Baseball. So aside from the Yankees, I'm also keeping a close eye on some other teams right now, some other teams to watch. But yeah, it was great to see an opening day win from the Yankees. Very stress-free game, honestly. Very stress-free game. Gerrit Cole, I mean, he was in one today. Absolutely in one. Started off the game by giving up a leadoff walk, a four-pitch walk. And then he was just mowing them down left and right, and the offense was able to get it going. The offense, specifically from Judge, Gleyber Torres, DJ LeMahieu. Either way, even if it was only three or four guys getting it going, the offense was able to produce, and it was a relatively stress-free game, like I said before. So the Yankees, with an opening day win, I'm going to be honest with you, this episode is going to be all about talking about opening day. Specifically, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. There's still a lot of games going on right now, but just the fact that opening day is back, baseball is back, we actually have meaningful baseball this time around. You know, it's so great considering the fact that the Stanley Cup playoffs are going to be coming up and the NBA playoffs are going to be coming up. Considering that, you know, it's almost the end of hockey season, it's almost the end of basketball season, it's great that we finally get some baseball. So, again, 162 games. It'll be interesting to see what happens down the stretch. It's a long season, and I'm going to be honest, I feel like some of my predictions that I made for some of the divisions are probably going to go south at some point. I don't know. We'll see what happens. This episode's probably going to be a lot shorter than usual as well. I mean, considering that, you know, I can't just run through all the games, all the results of the games today, because most of them have not ended yet. Aside from like maybe two of them, aside from the Yankees game, and the Atlanta Braves game. So those are the only two games so far that are finished. But other than that, a lot of baseball currently underway. Got the Orioles currently leading 8-4 against the Red Sox. Currently the end of the sixth inning, but by the time most of you hear this, that game's going to be long over. It's going to be over by the time you hear this. The Cubs are currently leading 4-0 in the top of the eighth over the Brewers. Like I said, when I'm considering I'm running through some of these games as I'm recording it, most of these games by the time you listen to the podcast are going to be over for probably a couple hours. They probably would have been over for probably a few hours by then, by the time you hear the episode of the podcast. What else? The Phillies and Rangers, that just started. The Tampa Bay Rays are currently leading 1-0 against Detroit in the top of the sixth. And the Reds and Pirates game basically just started. That's mid-first. And The Toronto and Cardinals game also just started. Honestly, most of these games are either in the so far right now, with the exception of the Orioles Red Sox and the Brewers Cubs game. Most of these game, well, and the Detroit Tampa Bay game. Most of these games so far have just started, so it's interesting. And of course, we got some late night action later tonight. We have the there's the White Sox and the Astros at 7:08, the Rockies and the Padres at 9:40. You know, and then well, you know, 9:40 Eastern time. Angels and A's, that one's at 10:07 Eastern time. And then of course the Dodgers and I'm just not in my zone today. I've been watching a lot of baseball. I'm gonna be honest, I'm pretty tired, so if I sound a little off, that's probably why. But yeah, Dodgers and Diamondbacks at 10:10 Eastern time. And the Guardians and the Mariners at 10:10 Eastern time. So in reality, considering, you know, it's 10:10 on the 10:10 on the East, it'll be 7 o'clock basically out West, 7:10 out West. So, you know, so yeah, like I said, we're basically just getting into the mid-afternoon games, and then there's a, like I said, there's five late night games. Well, technically four late night games. You know, considering if you live on the East, if you live on the East Coast, I guess they're definitely considered late night games, but that's besides the point. So yeah, for the late night slate, we have, like I said, Padres and Rockies, A's and Angels, Dodgers and Diamondbacks, and the Mariners and Guardians. So those are the late night games. Gonna be honest, I really don't know what else to really talk about here, because, you know, I talk about football, but it's just not happening. Just I definitely need a break from football. I definitely need a little bit of a break from talking some NHL, because it seems like the last few episodes, feels like the majority of the episodes in the last like week or two, I've mostly talked about hockey. I mean, to be fair, it's justified considering the trade deadline. You know, all the big moves teams have made in recent weeks, recent months. But yeah, that is, not gonna lie, covering like focus an episode around one or two sports, definitely kind of wears me out after a bit. I'm not gonna lie, definitely wears me out. Also, I'm gonna be honest with you guys, I've been slacking off on discussing the NBA. Apologies to any you know, NBA fans, you know, fans of NBA teams that have been listening to this podcast. But that being said, I will say this. The one thing to note before we keep talking about MLB opening day and how, you know, it's great that baseball's back, the Sacramento Kings, for the first time since 2006, have made the NBA playoffs. They have officially clinched the spot in the playoffs. So shout out to the Sacramento Kings. I mean, and Kings fans, you guys have been waiting a long time for that. So that's pretty cool. That really is pretty cool. Yeah. So, like I said, shout out to the Sacramento Kings for clinching a spot in the playoffs. Good for them. Those fans deserve it. After everything they've been through. Anyway. Let's move on to, also, before we get back into baseball for a minute, to talk about today's slate of NBA games.
There really isn't any. There's two games, Celtics and Bucks, which is going to be a very good one. That's at 7:30 tonight, and the Pelicans and the Nuggets, and that's at 10 p.m. tonight. But I'm going to be honest, I'm going to try to watch the Celtics Bucks game. That's going to be a good one because those are the two best teams currently in the Eastern Conference right now. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. That being said, what else am I going to really talk about here? Talk about some, actually, I know exactly what I'm going to talk about. Let's see here. I mean, the Mets. Let's actually get to the Mets for a little bit. Let's talk about the Mets for a little bit. The Mets, what a tough scene. And it's not anything that has to do with their, it has nothing to do with their, where, you know, the game, because it doesn't currently have to deal with the game they're playing right now. It's currently 0-0 against the Marlins. But, you know, by the time most of you guys hear this, it'll probably be either later in the game or it'll be towards the end of the game. But, yeah, tough scene for the Mets. I mean, things have gotten rough for the Mets. And yeah, I know it's early. It's a 162-game season. But no Edwin Diaz. Like, he's not coming back this year. And now Justin Verlander is placed on the IL with a low-grade teres major strain. I believe I pronounced that right. So now it seems like not only did the Mets lose their closer, but now they're losing their start, you know, key pieces of their starting rotation. And, you know, at the same, it's like, this is a thing, like the Mets and like Steve Cohen, like, should have known like what they're getting themselves into, like, because most of their bullpen is their starting rotation, like Verlander and Scherzer, like, they're not like technically in their primes anymore. They're not technically in their primes. They're in the later stages of their careers. So, and it's kind of mind-boggling that, you know, Steve Cohen would throw all that money around at, you know. And to be fair, like, throwing the money at Verlander, that's one thing, considering he won the, you know, he's arguably one of the best pitchers of this generation. And he literally won the Comeback Player of the Year award last year, and he won the AL Cy Young. So that's one thing. But either way, it just feels like, the Mets should have went out and gotten more. They should have gotten more depth in case they end up, like, specifically in the pitching department. If Scherzer or, like I said, Verlander, like, with, you know, those two potentially getting hurt, and, you know, obviously now Verlander's, you know, on the IL. But, you know, had they gone out and get some more starting pitchers, even just a service placeholders, it would have been good. Like, it would have been good, because now it doesn't seem like, at least from what I'm seeing, they don't really have much of a, you know, a rotation outside of, you know, Max Scherzer. And you can't really rely on one or two guys to really get it done. That's just not how it works. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Mets moving forward. It'll be interesting to see how long Verlander's out. But yeah, that's just a tough start for the Mets. Tough start for the Mets. I mean, no Edwin Diaz this season, and now Verlander's on the IL. Yeah. Yikes. Also, anyway,
Moving right along. Let's get back into that Yankees game for a second. I was watching that. I mean, that was a hell of a game. That was a hell of a game. I mean, and I say that as a Yankees fan. Garrett Cole, unbelievable in his opening day. He was unbelievable today on opening day. Six innings pitched, 11 strikeouts, 3 hits, 0 runs, 2 walks. That is the I can almost safely say that's the Garrett Cole us Yankee fans want to see. That is the Garrett Cole every Yankee fan wants to see. That right there, because that was electric. Absolutely electric on opening day. Great to see it. He had a hell of a day. Absolutely hell of a day, and the offense backed him up. It's not like last year. It wasn't like last year. And I know, again, like I said, it's a little early in the season, but it wasn't like last year where, you know, he'd have to do all the work and literally hope the offense would have to could give him some support. No, it wasn't like that today. The offense did their job. Garrett Cole did his job, and it was a great opening day win for the Yankees. So, like I said, very stress-free. But who knows what will happen as the season progresses. But as of right now, great start. Yeah, so I'm going to be honest with you. This is probably going to be one of the shorter episodes in this podcast's existence, because I'm going to be honest. I think this is barely just going to get past the 20-minute mark. Currently, as I'm saying this, where it just hit the 17-minute mark. And anyone that's listened to my podcast in the past, you know most of my recent episodes have gone a little over 30 minutes. So anyway. Yeah, so either way, I'm just happy baseball's back, man. I'm so damn happy. I've been waiting for it forever. I cannot wait to be back at Yankee Stadium. And on top of that, I'm also trying to make a goal to go to every other stadium that I go to every stadium. So I've already crossed off my bucket list. I've been to both Yankee stadiums, the old one and the new one. I've been to Citi Field for a Yankees game, for a Yankees-Mets Subway Series game. I've been to Fenway Park for a Yankees-Red Sox game. So those are that's like 4 ballparks crossed off the list. So let me know what ballpark I should consider going to next. So yeah, but other than that, that's a goal of mine to try to go to every other ballpark, whether it's to catch a Yankees game or just, you know, obviously it doesn't have to be a Yankees game, but it'd be great to, considering the Yankees are now going to be, you know, considering with the whole new schedule with every single team is going to play each other at least, you know, once this year. We're going to get more cross league games this year. I think I definitely am going to have to try to make it out to certain stadiums when the Yankees are in town. So it's going to be interesting to see. But let me know what stadiums I should contemplate going to catch a Yankees game or just catch a baseball game in general. You know, doesn't have to be the Yankees, but obviously I'm a Yankees fan, so I'd honestly prefer it to be a Yankees game. But, you know, that's obviously the New York bias coming out in me. But anyway, yeah, that's it for me. That's it for episode 65. I'm currently watching, like I said, I'm currently flipping back and forth between the games. You know, this was honestly kind of bad timing to make this episode, considering there was a lot of opening day games going on today. But I'm gonna go and sit back and relax and enjoy the remaining slate of tongue twister right there. Kind of just fumble that, but I'm going to sit back and enjoy the remaining slate of opening day games. So this is episode 65. This has been your host, LT Nasty. And I'm out. See you all in episode 66. Enjoy the rest of opening day, everyone. Peace.